Welcome to our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. We continue our conversation with the Director of the Conservation Department in Guthrie County, Brad Halterman. What would you give campers advice when they come out to Nations Bridge Park, since there is no shower house until late July, until you get the new one built? What advice would you give to campers? What resources should they take when they come out to Nations Bridge Park before July?
Those campers that those RVs that do have shower facilities in them, obviously that's an option for them. Now we will still have the water turned on, the water spigot is turned on for folks to fill their campers and their camper tanks and stuff. But again, it's just one of those drawbacks to moving forward. Folks that are, planning on maybe camping, in a tent for a few days, they'll just have to make other arrangements if they want to, if they want to take a shower. It just won't involve, using a shower house down at Nations Bridge. So, I can apologize for not having, a shower house down there for a few months. But again, the end result is going to benefit everybody in a much, much better capacity than before.
And then let's talk about other parks in Guthrie County. Is there any upgrades that you guys are making to other parks, not just Nations Bridge Park?
Yeah, well, Lennon Mill Park, our other campground. Last year, we opened up 4 new electrical sites down there, and those were a huge success. Those 4 new sites were throughout the summer were the first 4 to fill up by folks. So we did upgrades to Lennon Mill last year with those 4 new sites, and we also did an electric grid upgrade down there too. New security lights, new transformer, new electricity, and new lights and facilities inside our shelter house there at Lennon Mill too. So this year, the camping pads and the roads are getting a nice fresh coat of rock. But our upgrades to there, we really kind of tied things up there last year. But again, we're shooting for the restroom facility and water. We're looking at that April 15th deadline, or date, excuse me. But again, weather permitting for that. But the electricity is on in both of these parks. And so if folks are self-contained with restroom facilities and things like that, the electricity is on. They can start camping any time in either of those parks. Now, Nations Bridge, the bottom of the park, the bottom of the campground, the bottom campground is not open yet. We've got to let things dry out a little bit more before we open that up. But down at Nations Bridge, our upper camping pads there, electricity's on and they're ready to roll.
And then finally, last question, do you see the 22 camping season maybe being as busy as the last 2 camping seasons? I know the last 2 camping seasons have been affected by COVID, and a lot of people want to get outside, and kind of COVID have subsided, if you want to say that. But do you see this year being a really busy year for you guys?
We hope so. we hope so. The last couple summers have definitely been busy, busier than before that time frame. But that's fantastic. We have kind of seen the last couple summers, we've really seen kind of a resurgence of the family camping. We've seen a lot more moms and dads and kids, or grandparents and grandkids, or grandparents and kids and grandkids, or any aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews, and all of those combinations. We really have seen an uptick in that, and that's fantastic to see, because camping, that's an activity that friends can get together and do. Friends of all ages can get together and do. But it's also an activity that families can get together and do. And anything and everything in between. So we have seen an uptick the last couple summers, and we're ready for it. We're prepared for it. And we really hope that's the case, because these campgrounds and these public areas that we have here in Guthrie County, they are out there. They're there for people to use. You know, that's why they're there. Yes, we have rules and regulations, but they're there for people to use and for people to enjoy. We here in the Guthrie County Conservation Department, we are going to continue to do what we can do and all that we can do to provide the best areas that we can for people to come visit, to travel through, or the locals to stay inside the county and continue to use them. So back to your original question, we hope so. We hope that we hope the numbers of people coming out and using our campgrounds in our areas continue to be at that high level that they have the last couple of years.
Well, thanks, Brad, for your time, and we always appreciate it, and we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Logan. I appreciate you letting us get our information out there to people.
No problem. And that was our second part of our today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Conservation Director Brad Halterman. You can find the first part of the conversation on our Let's Talk Guthrie County tab on RaccoonValleyRadio.com. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team, Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart.